God will reveal to what tribe certain Jews belong.
That's
my guess.
that's one way of looking at that text. That is correct.
Because it does show.
That's one way of looking at that text. That is correct.
I mean, there's a certain allotment for Israel.
And that's one way of looking at that text.
Chapter 7 of Revelation.
But
if you were in Southern California, did you ever run across a guy, Dr. Gene Stott? He was on satellite television in the early days of satellite television, and he was really big on Israelites coming to the United States. He wasn't Mormon, but he had this big theory.
Okay.
He was a real
no, never heard of
band, and if he didn't get enough pledges, he'd tell the band to keep playing.
Well, we thought about putting locks on the doors. So that, you know, you don't get out of here until
the offering comes up. Hey, there was I grew up in England, and I didn't go to the Southern Baptist Church, but there was a Southern Baptist pastor by the name of Harvey Springer, who did exactly that. He needed a new bus to pick up the kids for Sunday school. He would lock the doors, and he would walk up and down the aisles with dollar bills between his fingers until he got a certain amount, and then he'd open the doors to the congregation.
I think they call that manipulation in my book, but I'm just saying. But anyway.
Just a ministry idea. Does that too.
What's that, John? I can use that excuse. You heard him. We're just doing a fundraiser, and you're not getting out of here until such time. Any other questions? Biblical questions. It's only 8:05, so.
My goodness.
Not bad. No?
I don't have a biblical question, but I think we have a week. I've had like 7 or 8 drops from my book.
No.
Condensation.
It's condensation because okay. They clean the. It's probably all the condensation. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So I'm gray one. The little cloud is right over me.
You're just in the presence right there.
That's yeah. In the presence. What?
Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, then we'll close in prayer, and you can go your merry ways. Father God, we thank you that we can come together again and just open your word. And Father, I pray that your spirit would just be pricking us and nudging us and causing us to go deeper into the truths, into the meat of your word, that we would grow up and walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling. Father, may we be your sons and daughters this week. May people see Jesus in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.